The invention of beauty. The swan especially doesn't seem real anymore. So we ignore his arched neck, beckoning, inviting us to slip off the noose, asking us to swoon like we used to, as he glides undialectically along, dipping his sovereign head into the mirror and emerging again, unchanged. Unfathomed, trailing past in invisible quotation marks, as if hundreds of versions of himself didn't float in his wake, a raft of platitudes, as if he were truly just a single swan a-swimming on a sunny summer's day.